少人计划着要去天堂的？举手一下。期待的。
Good. Well, then you better get used to shouting.
那你要开始学习怎么样呼喊。因为神的那个大响声开始的时候，你的快乐的脸孔。
The heavens open up with the ringing of the singing of the redeemed.
你知道，当你一到天堂的时候，你发现那里的那个唱歌的声音可是很大的哈。
You're not going to be able to say my culture doesn't agree with that.
到时候你不要说，因为我们中国人不唱那么大声的。
You'll be right there singing, so get used to it.
如果你在那里面的时候，你就会很大声的敞开来赞美神。
Praise the Lord.
让我们学习怎么样赞美主。
We have strings of 10 fingers. They use them then. They cut.
你有一双手用它来拍手。
And in the children of God, there should be the joy of the Lord.
我跟你讲一个小秘密，不是他讲的哈。吴姐说拍手还会帮助你的健康哈，多拍手让你充满着喜乐。
This morning I want to talk to you about the reasons our prayers are not answered.
今天我要提的是为什么我们的祷告没有蒙到垂听呢？
But first, we have to understand God.
首先，你要理解你所信的神。
The Word of God tells us that the beginning of the wisdom is the beginning of the fear of the Lord.
我们的神
your wisdom begins.
是智慧的开端。怎么有智慧的，就从神开始的。
Now I'm a bit ashamed of myself.
那我自己呢，也是觉得很羞耻。
For many times, I interpreted that to mean that.Because I love him so much, I fear him.
那有时候呢，我觉得我敬畏神是因为他爱我，我也爱他，所以我叫做敬畏神。
But that's not true.
那不是的。
The Lord has been showing me.
神一直在光照我。
The fear of the Lord is knowing who he is.
真正的敬畏，刚才那个智慧的开端就是敬畏耶和华。那
recognizing his authority.
所以真正的敬畏耶和华是我认识到
recognizes his eternal abilities.
他是神，而且我认识到他是全能的，而且呢，我的神他是掌权的神。
You say, why did he make us?
为什么他造我们呢？
Why did he let us fall?
为什么还容许我们堕落呢？
Why has there been such a thing on earth as we see the evil?
为什么今天我们在世上看到那么多的邪恶的事情？
It was in the New Testament they told us why.
在新约很清楚地告诉我们，
You know, the Bible always answers itself. Somewhere in his word, he will answer it.
如果你有问题，圣经绝对可以找到答案。
He said, I want a people.Who's been tried in the fire and come out as pure gold, and that's my family.
为什么神容许没有阻止亚当犯罪？为什么神他让这个世界容许他那么多的邪恶？因为圣经告诉我们，他要他的人，他要他的儿女是经过火的历练，然后把杂质烧掉之后出来是纯的黄金。
Our children doesn't fear the Lord.
我们的孩子不再敬畏神了。
They don't even fear you.
他连你都不怕你了，还敬畏神。
They surely don't very fear her and I.
特别是孙子你，他说一点都不怕我们哈。
We don't fear much, do we?
我们实在是没有敬畏的那种意识。
Because we've been bombarded with the understanding we're as good as anyone else.
因为我们有一种意识哈，近代我们有一种意识说的，我人是很好的。
Many of us, though it's Chinese, you may have remembered.Of being very, your government being very hard, but many of us don't recognize authority as we should.
即使我们的所在的政府呢，他们非常的注重权柄啊，但是呢，我们却也还是学不到顺服。
Now I grew up in a day when we feared that we really understood authority.
在我的长大的过程中，我们真的理解什么叫做权柄。
I still get a little fear when a police car comes behind me.
当这个警察在我的后面追着我的时候，我心里面还是有害怕的。
I'm not going to smart off to him.
那我知道说，我绝对不想去抵触他。
I learned to fear authority.
所以我是学来的，学怎么样来畏惧这个权柄。
But what you and I must understand is that we have come to an age when the fear of the Lord. Is almost gone.
但是呢，这个世代，这个敬畏神，这样的意识呢，几乎等于零了。
And the church is the reason.
那教会带头。
About 25 years ago,
教会是原因。
The church decided to take one of the attributes of God.
因为呢，教会在几十年前呢，开始决定要把神的一个属性特别强调。
A very beautiful attribute.
很美的，很吸引人的一个。
And this is what they've taught people that for the last 25 years.
所以25年来比这个还久一点呢，教会一直在强调神这个属性。
They've taught us God is love.
那就是神是爱。
Until God has become a grandfather.
所以呢，我们就把这个天上的父亲意识成怎么样？爷爷啊，爷爷。
He will not do anything to me.
他不会对我怎么样的，他很疼我的。他宠我的，我有问题我就赶快跑向他去。
Of course, I may never think about him very much other times.
那平常呢也不找他，等到真的有问题了才冲向他。
And so over the years, we have been lulled to sleep.
所以几年来呢，我们这样就慢慢的、慢慢的。
By the love of God.
我们一直强调神的爱。
You see, God has other attributes.
你知道吗？神不是只有爱这样的一个属性。
One is just.
一个是公义。
There are many of His attributes that are not like love.
你知道吗？这个公义跟爱是完全不一样的。
Mercy, that's a wonderful attribute.
恩慈也是神的属性。
But judgment doesn't seem to enter our mind.For our grandpapa God.
所以以至于呢，神会审判这个意识呢，因为你的神是你的祖父，你的爷爷，所以从来没有让你可以了解。
You stop and think now, just for a moment.
停下来想一下。
When you say God and Jesus, what do you think?
当你说我的神主耶稣，你想到什么
？What do you think?
想到什么？耶稣爱我，是不是？
Just stop and think.
Yeah, 我们想想看。当你说我的主耶稣，我的神，你想到什么
？When Jesus said Himself, and this is where we have gotten mixed up in our theology.
那这个呢，就在我们的这个神学的意识上面就开始混淆了。
We know that the Gentiles, and after Jesus died and rose again, we got into what is what God has said is the age of grace.
在教会初期，教会的开始啊，福音向外邦传的时候呢，我们都说那是恩典时期的开始。
It not only means that we're having favor with God.
那恩典并不代表，只是说呢，神对我们特别的恩宠。
That favor with God is the Holy Spirit that comes and speaks to our heart to let us know that Jesus truly loves you.
我们讲到这个恩典的开始是以前没有的，现在差下圣灵来。感动我们，启发我们，让我们知道说神真的很爱我。
I don't belittle God's love.
我从来不会轻视神的爱。
Or the love of Jesus.
我不会去轻视主耶稣的爱。
For I've been blessed. I remember a time when I preached something that I knew that people wouldn't like.
那我本身呢，我是受神的爱的啊塑造的一个人。有一次我在讲一个讲道时候，人家不欢迎。
And I sat down.
我就坐下来。
And suddenly a spirit came over me I have never felt before.
有一次呢，啊，这个圣灵就到我的心里
面来。It was like he put his arms around me and I could feel love that I never felt.
他说他讲到说被抵挡，然后呢，当他啊坐下来，心里面很挫败的时候呢，圣灵就在他的心里面从来没有的给他一个很温暖的一个安慰。
God really does love.
真的，神是爱我们没有错，非常爱我们。
But Jesus stood up before the people and he said.I have come to give you eternal life.
耶稣到世上来，跟我们清楚的说，给你永生的生命。
But I will come back as judge. I will come back one who is judging each one of us.
然后也不要忘记他说了，我还要再回来，而且要来审判每一个人的所言所行。
Now I'm talking from the Word of God.Now the word of God is one third prophecy.
你知道神的话，我们讲的圣经哈，里面有三分之一是 关于预言的，就是预告以后会发生什么事情。
I have looked in the Old Testament, not talking about this day, but in the Old Testament, I have been studying how God would say something, and there it would come to pass, sometimes even to the day.
我光是看着旧约、新约不算哈，光是看着旧约，看到他怎么样在历史中应验他宣告的话，甚至到今天还在应验。
So whether you believe it or not,
不管你相不相信。
Anything that he said in his word is going to come to pass.
只要神说的话就会应验，也会成为过去。
Israel was taught this from the very beginning.
以色列人一开始就被神这样子来教导。
In Deuteronomy, the first chapter, 12th verse.
Ten. 那《申命记》的第十章十二节这样说：以色列啊。现在耶和华你神向你所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他。
Now Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee?
你的神向你要什么呢？
You see, God requires of us.
记得爱我们的神，
他向我们有要求的。We're not going in as his family.
我们不要以为说我们进到这个家里面
with sin or iniquity in our hearts.
不合乎神的期待，比如说我们里面有罪。
Doctrine preaches that you're always going. Once you're saved, you can do anything.
我知道有一种说法。
No, you can't.
我只要今天呢，我信了，我受洗了，然后呢，永远就安全了，就永远就得救了。
What does God require of you? But to fear the Lord thy God.
那神的要求又怎么样呢？
Don't you fear what he can do to you?
他说我要你就是要敬畏我的心，那你难道不怕他吗？
After life and after we go, don't you fear the eyes and hands of God?
难道你在这样的过程当中，或者是以后面对他
？Modern creatures aren't going to save you.
难道你不怕他吗？现在的这种你得救就安全的这种说法，不会让你真的那么安全的。
But to fear thy Lord, thy and to walk in all His ways.
而且说遵行他的道，走在他的道上面。
And then pops up and to love Him.
接下来说要爱他。
And to serve the Lord,
而且还要尽心
with all thy heart.
尽心的侍奉他。
And all thy soul.
你所有的都要侍奉他。
You think He's a Sunday God?
所以Sunday
啊，
你以为他这个神只有礼拜天的神吗？
Only on Sundays we come and think about him?
所以只有星期天来看他一下，打个招呼就好了吗？
We sing about him and half of your mind somewhere else.
唱的时候让你自己高兴一下就好了吗？
No, my friends.
不是这样的。
The Deuteronomy 6 says this.
生命记第六章第二节也这样说。
That thou might fear the Lord thy God.To keep all of his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy sons' sons, all the days of thy life, and thy days may be prolonged.
生命记第六章第二节说：“好叫你和你的子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华你的神，谨守他的一切律例诫命，就是我所吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长久。”
Do you know what we do today?
我们今天在教会里面发生了什么事情？
When Jesus plainly says it, we twist it.
当耶稣说了一句话，我马上帮他改道，就是好像帮他稍微改变一下。
It's all right, even if you're a preacher.
我们要爱，要爱那些同性恋的，他们也是神所爱的。
When God said, "I abhor it," I hate it.
但是我们有没有想到神恨恶罪？
And even destroyed a city that was so corrupt with it.
神甚至需要毁灭那个同性恋的城两个城。
We have love.
那今天我们强调爱。
We love them to death.
我们太爱他们了。
To eternal death.
你知道吗？我们说我爱你，爱到死的意思是什么？
Friends,
我爱你，把他爱到灭亡去了。
Is one that winks at sin. He doesn't.
神绝对跟罪是不能妥协的。
In Deuteronomy, it also tells us, if thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God.
生命记二十八章第二五十八节也告诉我们，他说这书上写律法的一切话有一个目的，是要叫你敬畏耶和华你神可荣可畏的名。
Moses is looking out at them and saying, do you mean that you'll still not do what God says with this fearful name of the Lord thy God?
你知道有一次摩西真的感叹哈，到了这个地步你们还不能敬畏这一位可大尊大的这一位神的名吗？
Deuteronomy 30. And this one I tell you is truth. We've forgotten.
这一句话我们也忘记了。
He said, and this was Moses who God spoke to.
摩西这样子说。
He said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you.
摩西说这句话的时候是呼天
唤地。That I have set before you life.
做见证
and death.
我将生死祸福沉迷在你们的面前。
Blessing and cursing, therefore, choose life.
那你要选择生或福
that you might live.
然后你就可以
you and your seed.
永活。
When you choose sin, you're choosing death.
当我们选择任意妄为的罪的时候，就等于选择死。
When you choose the blood of Jesus Christ,
当你选择耶稣的宝血
and walk in all the light He gives you,
你就需要走在他的光中
and trust and obey Him,
而且信靠他，顺服他。
You're going to have eternal life.
这样的话，你就有永生的生命。
Well, you said Jesus came and He loves us all and.Those were what God said in the Old Testament. You want to hear what Jesus said in the New Testament?
那或许你说，哎呀，那都是旧约啊，我们
现在是新约了。Matthew 5:17-18.
但是不要忘记，耶稣这样子强调过，在马太福音第五章。
Think not that I have come to destroy the law.
他说我来不是要废掉律法。
Or the prophecies.
也不是要废掉先知。
I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill them.
他不但说我不是要废掉，就你们不要想说旧约没有关系了。
For verily,
而且还要成全。
I say unto you, till heaven and earth passes, one jot or one little tittle, those are little marks they use, shall in no wise pass from the law till it be fulfilled.
耶稣说，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一画，包括旧约、新约，也不能废去。而且都要成全。
He didn't say anything about their rituals and all these other little laws that they had made up. No.
他讲的不是指以色列人那些条例哈，生活条例。
He was talking about the laws that God Almighty spoke to Moses and wrote with His own finger to mankind.
他是针对神颁给摩西的那个十诫，一直到今天还是一样，我们要守的。
He didn't come to destroy the laws.So that we could feel like it's okay.
所以耶稣如果说我来不是要废掉律法，你就不能认为不守律法没关系。
You can read. He said, "Thou shalt." It is written, "Thou shalt not kill."
耶稣甚至这样说哈。
But I say to you, if you hate your brother, you're a murderer already.
他更严厉的说，你心里面有恨的时候，你就杀人了。
Now we see that he goes beyond the actions to the motives of our heart.
所以不是只有行为进入到你的动机跟你的心思意念。
He goes on with each of those to expand them to the motives of our heart.
他把这个十诫的行为外表的行为进到你心里面的态度。
Those Ten Commandments will be used against us in eternity.
到时候当神判断的时候，十诫是我们
判断的标准。
罗马书有讲哈。
You'll see that they pretty well cover all of man, particularly his inner man.
因为十诫呢，不但是外面，而且呢，整个涵盖到我们里面的问题。
Today we think nothing of divorce.
所以今天呢，像我们说要离婚就离婚。
But he said, you know, Moses allowed you to do that because of the hardness of your heart.
耶稣说，因为
That's what Jesus said.
摩西容许，因为人的心是硬的，
是不听神的话的。But in the beginning, God made one man, one woman, husband and wife.
神原来的计划是一男一女。
And now I say unto you, that if you leave your wife without, and husband without a cause,
如果离弃了你的丈夫或妻子，没有任何的原因。
You're committing adultery.
那这样子就是一个淫
乱了。Oh, many churches have twisted that and turned it.
太多的教会扭曲了这个神的话。
You say, well, what's the cause? He said, without a cause.
要有原因，什么原因呢？
The cause was if your mate was dishonest with you and had committed adultery with someone else.
摩西容许的唯一的原因是，
当你的配偶
有外遇犯的奸淫的时候
，That man or woman was stoned to death.
那么那一个犯的这个奸淫的，不管是丈夫或妻子的，他是死罪的，他会被丢死，等于说那个婚姻就没有了，就结束了。
But today we don't. We take God's word and
我把神的话拿出来
，suiting ourselves.
然后呢，适合我的
，I know a person
解释。
But oh, he was trying to help others. He didn't want them to do that, and he was trying to bring families together.
曾经有一个人，他一直想要帮助别人。
Until he met a woman.
一直到自己碰到这个情境了。
And that woman had left her husband for no reason at all.
然后呢，这个他的这个朋友呢，他本身呢也是一个离婚的人。
And just like that, he turned.
那因为这样，他就可以转向另外一个说法。
He went looking for preachers and he went to churches.
然后他也请教。
Then he came back to his preacher one day.
那有一天他就回到他的。
He said, "Oh, you need to go back to study."
他开始指责这个牧师。
You don't understand.
你要回去好好的学圣经的话。
Anything that we want, we can turn.
所以当你要怎么样的时候，你就可以把它转向你要的那个方向。
You say, Sister Schwartz, I thought you were talking about prayer.
我以为你要讲祷告呢。
See, you've got 45 more minutes. Why are our prayers not answered? Because they're not God's will.
他首先告诉我们，你所信的神是这样的神。那么接下来告诉我们，我们祷告的时候，为什么神没有回应我们？他说他要回应我们。第一个，我们祷告没有按照他的心意。
I've had people say, demand of the Lord.
有的人说，你命令你的神去做。
You know, just believe him.
你相信。
But I was taught, I do it according to his will.
但是我本身的成长被教导说，我祷告要蒙应允，要按他的心意。
If we ask anything, 1 John, John told us this. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
约翰一书第五章十四节告诉我们，约翰这样说，若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。
Have you ever thought of your prayers and gone to the Lord and said, Lord, is this your will?
有没有在神前面祷告说神啊，这是你要这样吗？这是你的心意吗？
And he can give you a peace that you know it's his will.
然后他会给你的平安，让你知道说这是他的，不是他的。
And with that peace comes a surge of faith.
所以当你的平安里面是坦然的。
Let's look at Daniel for a moment.
我们来看一下但以理。
Daniel prayed the right way.
但以理的祷告是很正常的祷，很好的祷告。
Now Daniel went with the first group to Babylon, which meant he had been there now 70 years.
他是第一批被俘虏到巴比伦的，大概就是到那里，在那里有70年。
He was familiar with the prophecies. He was familiar with Jeremiah.
所以这个但以理要离开他的自己的家乡的时候，都已经熟悉旧约的这个预言了。
And as he examined, he saw where God said.I will do this for 70 years.
他也知道说神答在预言里面说七十年你们就要回乡。所以他已经到了七十年了。
So Daniel went to prayer.
所以但以理记得。
Because he had a clear
很诚恳的去祷告。
God said 70 years.
他相信神的话是真的，七十年就是七十年。
So he began his fast.
他就开始禁食。
And he set his face to God, and he began to seek by prayer.
圣经说他定义向着主。
What a beautiful prayer!
很恳切的祷告，
Lord, we have sinned.
主啊，是的，我们是有罪。
And he went on to confess and weep and cry.
接下来，他为他的百姓以色列人向神认罪，哭泣。
And what God answers his prayer in the least way that he would have ever dreamed.
那神回应他的，让他是没有想象不到的。
Sometimes we have our own way we want God to answer things, but that's not how God works.
那我们希望神按着我的想法来满足我的祷告，但是神不是这样做工的。
And an angel came to him.
没有想到天使来拜访他。
And instead of telling him that he was going to free him, now he knew that, he began to tell him about the end time.
没有想到天使来不是告诉他说你们要回去了。
When he would really free Israel and the remnant would be his.
那他才告诉他说以后要发生的事情，包括外面的这个外面的世界要发生的事情。所以呢 他要的只是现在能不能回去呢，但是呢他把他所有以后的事情都告诉他，把一些灾祸要发生都告诉他。
James tells us you asked and received not because you asked amiss,
另外一个祷告不蒙垂听，
that you may consume it upon your own lust,
告诉我们说因为你们妄求，因为我们心里面有我们自己的这种私欲，我们妄求。
That is our second reason why we don't get an answer to our prayer.
当我们为了私欲求的时候，
When they are designed to fulfill an inner lust dream or illusion.
我们有自己的想法，有自己的幻想，有自己的梦想，然后希望神能够满足，让我这个梦可以成真。
And then we turn to the Lord.
我们跟主说。
And then we tell him about our business.
我们就说啊，像我的
How we need you, oh God, help us in our business.
主啊，帮助我的事业。
You never remember the Lord when you're on top.
不要忘记说。
And now you need God's help.
那到时候呢，你不行就来求神帮助。
There's no God.
当你听不到神回应你要的，你就开始有抱怨了。
There's nothing to it.
他不听我的祷告。真的有神吗？
God never answers a prayer that would assist in your temptation or that drives you into more lust.
如果神答应你这种祷告，你的私欲里面的祷告的话，他等于加添了你被试探，等于加添了你犯罪的机会。他不会这样做的，他爱你。
I remember one time, I'm open to you. I remember one time when there was a young man that I really began to like.
有一次呢，我有一个男朋友，曾经有一个男朋友，我很喜欢的。
We were very good friends.
我们也交友交得很好。
And so I began to, in my heart, desire, Lord, maybe, you know, maybe.
什么心里面的意愿，很希望能够我们能够以后能够结婚。
And then, blam, everything went south.
然后就事情整个都改变了。
And he was gone.
他走了。
But you know what?
你知道吗？
I will tell you, I have.Really, truly, this is true. I have thanked God time and time again that He never allowed me to marry him because I saw him after he was married.
每次我想到，我就每一次都感谢神，因为之后看到他的整个的光景呢，我觉得主是救我一把。
So that I could work for him.
好，让我可以好好的服侍他。
See, when we want this lust, God will never, ever.
所以如果神按照我心里面的意愿，那时候很想跟他在一起，那意愿这样来成全的话，那我今天就不一样了。
It was the Psalms that tells me if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear.
诗篇这样说，如果我心里注重罪孽，主就不听。
Why? Because he can't look on sin.
因为神没有办法看着你的罪。
Don't you remember when his son was on the cross?
连耶稣在十字架上，他的儿子钉在那里的时候。
And the son,They put the sins of the world was placed on him.
那个时候，神让所有的人的全人类的罪都放在他的，都算在他的身上。
And he cried out from his heart, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
他怎么叫的？他说：“我的神，我的神啊，为什么你离弃我？”
He knew God, Jesus experienced the forsaking of God.
所以连耶稣他的儿子都体会到，当他身上带着我们的罪的时候，神是没有办法看他的。
Why would he look on my sin and smile?
他能够看着你里面的那些罪的，
If there's iniquity in our heart,
不会向你微笑吗？
If the Lord's not answering your prayer, begin to search your heart.
所以如果你发现神没有答应我的祷告，心里面开始反思一下，稍微看看自己的心思里面是怎么回事。
Reason three is I'm trying to bring them down a little bit. Our prayers can be denied when we show no diligence to assist the Lord.
如果你向神祷告
I'm going to talk a little bit about this.
然后呢你呢一点都就是好像说我就讲了嘛然后我事情交代了然后我一点都不努力我都不用心的话那你可能也不会蒙神的垂听
There have been times in my life that I've come face to face with sin
那在我人生的过程当中我自己这个里面是有亏欠的就是罪的就是软弱也好或者是罪的这个亏欠也好都有的
God would show it to me
那神就光照我因为他爱我嘛
But you know what? I had a battle
但是呢我里面就有征战了
But I was saying Lord take it out And this is what I started
我说主啊把它拿走啊
Oh God take it out
神啊你把它拿走啊
Take it out Lord
你帮我拿掉。
But any time it came and happened, I'm just, boom, right back to it.
有拿掉吗？没有，因为呢，
我自己本身。So when you're saying, "Take it out, Lord, take it out,"
把责任都归在神身上了，把我拿走，不拿走
呢？The Lord looks down in our hearts, and He sees we're doing nothing about it.
因为神让我看到说，你自己本身。
Do you think that God just zaps those things out of our life?
神就这样把你拿掉，
Only once in a while. Does he do that?
是的，偶尔当你的心里面很恳切的说主啊救我的时候，他会救你没有错。但是呢，他要你到一个地步，就是忧伤、痛悔、迫切的时候。
I've always said I had to take the first step.
我总是说你要踏出你的第一步。
To denying myself of that thing.
来否认，来舍掉你自己。
And the more I denied myself of it,
我越放下我自己，舍了我自己。
The easier it got.
就越来越容易了。
I was doing my part.
我做我能做的部分。
I wasn't sitting back moaning and groaning.
我不是躺在那里。
I found out that didn't work.
坐在那里呻吟，然后呢，总是呢对自己的软弱在那边觉得很痛苦，不是这样。
You know, Joshua, there was a man that had sinned in the camp.
在啊，约书亚他们在打仗的时候，
he wasn't that God told him not to take.
其中有一个人呢，没有按照神的啊吩咐，不能拿敌人所有的东西哈，不管什么都不能拿。结果有一个人偷偷的拿了敌人的东西。
And they lost a small battle.
没有想到在前面的大胜仗之后呢，在这个战事呢，约书亚想一定会赢的，结果输了。
It devastated Joshua.
那对约书亚就，对约书亚就呀。约瑟就心里就很纳闷。
All night he was on his face before God. Why, Lord? Why?
你知道赢过之后要输很难，他就整个趴在地上说：“神啊，为什么？”
Finally, there came one that says, "Get thee up."
神说：“站起来吧。”
Wherefore list thou the upon thy face? Why are you there on your face?
你为什么躺在地上呢？为什么趴在地上呢？
Get up and sanctify the people.And he took care of the sin.
如果你没有听我的吩咐，偷了那些人的东西，你这样子感觉好像很迫切，也是没有用的。起来去自洁，然后洁净，然后拿出承认你的罪，拿出所偷的、所贪的。
Sometimes I've heard people say my weakness is money.
有时候有的人说，哎呀，我的软弱就是钱、钱财。
Do they ever try to sort of back away?
那你心里面说我很爱钱，可是你有没有想过说我开始要？要不爱钱的吗
Lord, you know this is my weakness.
可是主啊，这就是我的软弱。越软弱，你就越不能放。
No, he has to see a heart that is really deeply caring to get rid of.
其实神要的不是说你做得到，我们做不到，但他要的是你的心里面有没有迫切，有没有真的到一个地步忧伤痛悔，你非常的憎恶了。
We cannot go along all the time giving into our lust and desires, not if we want to serve God.
如果你要服侍神、走神的路的话，你不能老是跟你的这个里面的私欲妥协。
I know it's hard sometimes.
当然我知道很难。
I've gone through it.
我自己本身经历过。
I've gone through a whole week almost on my face.
有一次。整个礼拜
I couldn't get to the place where I really meant it, God.
整个礼拜都在征战，好像感觉好像我跟神好像有距离了。
My friends, we're in this battle.
我们一直是在这样的一个征战里面的，你知道吗
？We're not a bystander one looking on. We're here to fight.
我们不是在这里。
I'm a child of God.
西方无战事的哈，我们是在 备战的状态里面的。
Suddenly I see something there that God doesn't well, what should I say, appreciate, he doesn't want.
有时候我会意识到说，哎，神好像不要我这个，那我就有挣扎。
Darcy has a little grandchild I've talked about often. I think the Lord made her special or something.
她很特别的个性。
I don't know sure if it's the Lord or the devil.
那有时候你会看到有好像是天使，然后又是好像是那个魔鬼。
Now, Darcy's grandchildren really are very good.
那我的孙子女他认为已经不错了。
We've taken people, you know, someone went out and said they're the best kids to go out.
那有时候呢，当我们出去呢，别人都称赞说，哦，他们好像吃饭什么，说他们好乖啊。
But this little one,
这个最小的，现在最小的。
Has a special love for me.
他跟妈咪很亲，
I am,
很爱他。
All of them call me nanny. She calls me nanny.
他每哥哥姐姐都叫
Nana. She calls me nanny.
然后他总是要把他 nanny， 把那个你，他要跟人家叫的不一样。
On Friday afternoon, they were at our house.
星期五下午他因为他等哥哥姐姐放学，妈妈带他到妈咪的家。
Now this little one was sitting with Darcy.
那这个他本来跟我坐在一起。
Darcy was on this side and she had a pillow and Mimi was just laying there as comfortable.
他那个时候是想睡觉了，所以就靠在我身上，然后呢用一个枕头枕着，然后他的哥哥在旁边。
Well, Maymay came in.
这个时候，她的姐姐二姐呢，从后外面的门走进来。
And she went to the couch.
那这个时候，这个沙发呢，我们坐满了。那这个姐姐就想看能不能挤进一个位置。
And so I said, "Maymay, you want to come over here and sit on the arm of my chair?" She likes to sit on the arm of my chair.
我就跟这个姐姐说，妹妹。他们都叫妹妹哈，你来坐在我这个大椅的旁边吧。
Sitting there very comfortable.
本来是个小的，
enjoying a car,
靠在我身边，已经都快要睡觉了。
And as soon as she heard that,
她听到我叫，
she jumped up.
你要不要坐在我旁边？她马上就跳起来，
ran over and jumped in my chair.
跑到我的椅子上来，不让她姐姐坐。
She was there probably 1 minute.
都还不到一分钟，她坐好，她妹妹就后来就坐到我，她的姐姐在我旁边了。
Over there.
所以等于说她的位置就让她的姐姐坐在那里。
She sat on the floor to watch, pleased as she could be.
她站住了妈咪那个位置之后，她的姐姐已经坐下了，她就离开妈咪了。
Because、
她根本不想坐那里。
妹妹 from
因为她主要的目的是要阻止她的姐姐靠近妈咪。
Now, what do you call that?
这个是什么？
You call it
两岁多
jealousy, don't you?
嫉妒，对不对？还有。占有的那个、
Some of you have some bad jealousy spirit too, maybe.
到今天大人还是有这种嫉妒。
And she would take discomfort sitting on the floor.
她宁可让她的位置被她的姐姐占走去，后来她就坐到地上了。
Rather than her place on the couch.
她其实不是想要去坐妈咪旁边。
To get it over her sister.
只是要阻止她的姐姐不要坐妈咪的旁边。
Anybody familiar?
听起来有没有很熟？
Any of you know what we're talking about?
你知道我在讲什么吗？
I'm not talking about when you're a child.
我讲的不是说当你小时候哈，是现在的时候，我们也有这样的时候。
Listen, my friends, there's things in our life that you're not maybe aware of until God speaks to your heart.
很多时候在我们的生命里面有很多我们自己都没有意识到，可是神会对我们光照的。
Now, if we could say, Lord, take that out, He zaps it out. What do we learn?
或许你说啊，我知道这个不好，神啊，帮我拿走吧。
Would be easily to go right back into.
那为什么神让你一定要你的意志配合呢？因为他要你学习。
When you struggle,
他要让你的意志可以刚强。你挣扎。
Help me.
主啊，帮助我。
I know what that was.
一面求助，一面你挣扎。
I struggled for a week.
我刚才告诉你，我为了一个事情，我挣扎了一个礼拜。
Trying to tell God he's wrong.
每天都不得安宁，甚至跟神说：“神啊，你是太不讲理了。”
He was telling me no more friends.
他跟我说：“你不要再交朋友。”
Now I knew that I was a person that liked to have a special friend.
那当我交朋友的时候是这样，只能交我这个朋友。
Having a special friend was,
我唯一我是家里唯一的孩子，所以我要的朋友他只能交我这个朋友。
Then I would smother them to death and they're off.
然后呢，我就紧紧的抓住他们，但后来我的朋友都跑掉了，害怕，害怕我抓住他们。
One day God got tired of it.
所以呢，神说
，I love it when God gets tired of it.
够了，你已经够了。
You don't listen. You don't let me fool around anymore.
有时候到一个地步呢，神是不让你再这样下去了。
Now I don't hear the voice of God, but there's something in my heart that just speaks.
And
I've heard this many times. But it was an epic thing in my life. And I remember, you know, when he said, no friends. Now, if he had said to me, no more adultery, I would have understood it. If he would have said, stop stealing, I would have understood
it.
But no friends? But first I started arguing. But Lord, that's not a sin. I just enjoy my friends. I should have said I enjoy my friend. But do you think God ever let up that week? Not 1 minute.
就在这个最后的关头, 这个一个礼拜,
and I would say over and over again, Lord, no more friends. No
每天我说,
more.
好吧,
but the depth of that was just as deep as
the
surface.
可能比如说要想到谁, 我现在不能教了,
but on Saturday morning, I rolled out of bed. My bed was high. I rolled out of bed.
我几乎是滚下床来,
and I said, Lord, no more friends.
跪在神的面前, 忧伤痛悔地说, 我不要了,
and God understood that Schwartz meant that.
神知道, 深深地知道, 我心里面的那个迫切,
and I guess the reason why I love to tell this story.
我为什么常常跟你们提到我这个故事?
Because I cannot tell you the joy.
因为我要告诉你的是, 我当我放下的时候, 我心里面的喜乐跟平安,
and the release,
就这样子,
and the freedom I felt,
他让我释放了,
from the hooks of sin that I had been bound. He doesn't want us to go through these things. He wants us to fight. Lord, I mean it. Please help me to mean it. I want to get rid of this.
他要把你训练成一个战士,
你可以挣扎,
你可以站稳,
你可以挣战, little by little back away from it.
这样的话,
or maybe even just cold turkey.
你会成为一个很强壮的一个战士, 以后就不干扰你了。
That's why many times our prayers are not.
那就是为什么在这种情况下面, 如果你没有很诚心, 没有忧伤痛我的心, 不到时候,
I think this one probably is one of the first.
接下来这个理由可能是我们最严重的。
Our prayers cannot be answered
你的祷告不能蒙垂听,
if we have a secret grudge lodged in our heart against
anyone.
I have preached this and preached this.
对人的一种敌对不饶恕的话, 你祷告不会蒙垂听。
We live a long life, comparatively, maybe, when I say long life, according to eternity, it's not much. But anyhow, we live a fairly long life.
今日的我们的生命那个寿数哈,
and we come across hundreds of people.
所以我们会碰到上百个人在我们的, 人生的过程当中,
we come across them in school, we come across them in our homes,
学校也好,
we come across them
家里也好,
all in life and in work, and in every area.
不管哪里, 在教会也好, 你会跟好多人有这种交错的关系。
Can I ask you, have they all been sweet and loving?
你都交到很甜蜜的朋友吗? 你都碰到很友善的人吗?
Have there been always people that lift you up and pat you back?
你是不是碰到那些人都很会鼓励你呢?
Did they always please do things to please you?
他们常常做一些事情让你觉得好愉悦吗?
You've met many that has been very cruel to you in some way.
相反的，你碰到很多很冷酷的。
I've told you about my cousin. We were raised in the same house.
我跟你讲过我的那个, 表姐。
I was very Chinese when I grew up. Most of our family lived all in one house.
The married couples lived in
this, another married couple.
Oh, yes,
we all lived in one house. Well, we soon got out of that. But anyhow, my cousin was older than I. She's a few years, maybe two to three. She was the perfect child.
在人的眼中她是最完美的孩子, 乖乖牌的。
She was the per- Sorry.
他碰到那个会报警的。
They'll answer me in a minute, you can hear them. So my cousin was a perfect child. Dressed, always kept herself clean.
她呢非常的完美, 都很乖。
Even when she was 8, 9 years old, she could write plays. She was just
8-9岁，但很有文才，可以写一些文章。他什么都很好。
I was a tomboy.
我几乎像一个男孩子、野孩子一样。
I was always on the go.
我总是呢在外面。
I had an uncle said I'd be in reform school before I was 12.
我舅舅对我发预言说，不到十二岁，这个孩子就要去教护所了，就要去要给人家教了。
So I was compared to her.
那我就被他呢，把我这样比下去了。
You know, I didn't know how much that affected me.
我从来没有想到这个会影响到我。
Until I started to get older.
一直到我大了之后。
Something in my heart, I didn't want to be around her.
我的心里面几乎就是很想远离这个。
I didn't care to visit her.
很好的，就是她，大家都认为她很好的，这样很优秀的一个表姐。
I always
had something
there. 从来不去看她，
总不跟她联络。
Until one day God spoke to my heart.
有一天神突然间光照我。
And he showed me.
他让我看到。
No, I humbled myself before him.
当我看到的时候，我就谦卑在神的面前。
Asking him to forgive me of that.
求他饶恕我。
And today, my cousin and I are the best of friends.
我们变成我们和好了哈。那他表姐可能也不知道，他们和好了，他们非常好。
You cannot hide hate in your heart.
恨是藏不住的。
But you say such words you don't know.
或许你说你不知道那个人怎么待我。
Thank God, I don't want to know.
感谢主，我也不希望知道。
But God knows.
但是神知道。
And if you want your prayers answered, get clean in your heart.
如果你期待你跟神的祷告能够得答应的话，
Forgive.
那么好好的清理这里面的不饶恕的事情。
You know that was never a commandment in the Old Testament.
在旧约从来没有提到你需要饶恕。
You can look, it was never in the Ten Commandments.
在十诫里面也没有说你要饶恕。
Because God knew it took the divine power of His power to forgive.
因为神当然知道我们人不可能
饶恕。And so when Jesus came,
一直到耶稣来了。
One of His main doctrines was, "You must forgive as I forgive."
耶稣很严肃地告诉我们说，我怎么饶恕你？我们经历了被饶恕。
And this is where the doctrine of love comes in.
那这个就是
us loving each other.
爱的总纲，这个爱本身的一个很重要的精髓，因为他爱我们，所以我们要爱人。爱里面包括饶恕。
I think you understand that.
我想你了解我在讲什么。
You know, we need to search our hearts sometimes.
所以呢，总是要去检查自己的心思。
Sometimes we push things back.
有时候我们把这事情把它藏下去，
把它推走。Ever let them come close.
我们就不想再去面对它了。
But you're better.
但是你最好还是要面对它，藏不了的。
And then you know our prayers can be put off because we're by not expecting much to come out of them.
有一个原因，我们祷告没有蒙垂听，是因为我们祷告了，可是我们不期待会发生，心里面觉得不可能吧。
There was me. That was me.
我也是这样的人。
I'm so ashamed.
我也觉得很羞愧。
But many times I prayed, but I don't think I expected.
我祷告了，跟神求了，但是呢，我心里面没有期待神会做。
And when my prayers weren't answered, you know, I feel like, well, I guess it wasn't the Lord's will.
所以当祷告没有蒙垂听的时候呢，我就本来就期待这样，所以我想说啊，大概是没有神不合神的心意吧，要给自己一个台下。
I've learned something now.
现在我学到了。
When I pray and feel this is, you know, particularly praying for unsaved people.
当我特别在为我们当中没有还没有得救的人，还没有信主人祷告的时候。
Because we know that's God's will.
那我们知道那是神的心意。
And as we pray,
当我们祷告的时候
，we trust.
我们就相信说主啊，你一定会救他。
I told you about the old man in Greensboro years ago.
啊，在很久以前有一个老人家。
The church had been moved in from the country.
那教会呢移到这个乡下。
Probably 40 or 50 years, 40, 50 years.
这个事情已经离现在大概四五十年。
But one night an old man came in his 80s.
那有一次呢，一个老人家大概80岁左右呢，来到一个教会。
And he came up front, and there he knelt and cried, and there he prayed, and God forgave him.
他那天来到他去到教会的时候呢，他到了这个台前呢，然后呢，真的是向神悔改就得救了。
And he said, "You know why I'm here?" He said, "No."
他后来就跟
he said, "My mom
and dad, 牧师说，你知道为什么我今天来这里吗？"
were big members in this church when they were back in the country.
这个家我已经搬了哈，以前在乡下的时候呢， 我爸爸妈妈就在这个教会。
And there they would pray for their son.
那他们常常为我祷告。
They never saw him saved.
但是呢， 那个教会的人没有看到这个人爸爸妈妈祷告有什么结果。
But 50 years
在50年之后，
God answered their prayer.
神在那个时候 垂听了这个祷告。
Don't ever give up on God.
所以不要放弃。 对神不要放弃。
You give him your petition and then trust him.
然后接下来你不能做的就是信靠他。
And he will give us what we need.
他一定会满足你的需要。
And then of course when we attempt to tell God how to do it, forget it.
还有一种情况， 你帮神计划好了， 神的应该这样做。
He doesn't listen to us children.
所以你不要以为神会听你的计划。
He knows we're finite. He knows we know nothing about the future.
他知道我们是无知的， 他知道我们是很有限的。
You must always remember when you pray for people, God has to deal with a sinful person sometimes for years before they ever heal.
当你在为哪一个人祷告的时候， 神首先要处理的是帮助那个人能够弃除他的罪， 这个一段很长的时间， 就像对我们一样。
Now I trust that somehow you understand. I weep over the fact that we don't fear God the way we should.
有时候呢， 我们到一个地步呢， 应该敬畏的那个心已经没有了。
And I'm sure that is I'm sure I'm standing here.
那我站在这里的时候，
我很清楚地知道， that whatever God says in his word,
如果神的话这样说， 他说你要敬畏你的神，
is going to come back.
那这个话会成为
And I want to tell you something. You're not going to sleep through the great judgment.
在那个大审判的时候，
you're going to be wide awake.
你不敢打盹，没有办法打盹了。 Now
I know you're many times I've done it myself, so I'm not chasing you. But I'm saying we need to grasp hold of God. We need to know who God is.
不但认识他真的是怎么样的神，
because we don't kneel before God, man, doesn't mean that we better not humble ourselves before God.
当你对人没有一个尊重的心， 并不代表你就， can you repeat again?
I said, it doesn't mean that we, you know, I forget.
Okay, okay, 好。 我谈的意思是这样哈， 如果不对的话， 纠正我。 意思是说， 我们今天在人的面前， 我们现在很讲自由， 民主， 我们谁都不听谁的， 对不对？ 但是并不代表， 好像没关系的， 并不代表你面对神的时候， 你也可以这样， right?
I guess he is. Anyway.
I guess right.
We're going to someday kneel before him. He said, every knee shall bow before.
因为圣经说，
you may not want to bow,
每一个人的膝盖都要跪下来，
you may reach out to other gods, but one day, listen, you know,
不管你信不信，
God blesses me really funny sometimes.
有时候神让我有点幽默，
I went to Orlando.
我有一次到Orlando去那边去，
and we went to a dinner. It was a
night
something, you know. It was a place like a dinner thing where they had the horses and a story going on.
有一些武士在那里表演。
And they had this one that was evil. And they, he was doing things and they chased him and all this. But finally they caught him.
后来呢,
and
he
came before the king.
当这个邪恶的被制服下来， 来到王的面前的时候，
and he knelt down before the king. And oh, my heart exploded.
这就是那句话，
one day Satan's going to kneel down to the King of Kings, and you and I are going to kneel down.
如果邪灵都要， 魔鬼都要整个这样子 屈服下来，
and if you want love, and you want to know what love is, wait until then. You will be overcome almost.
如果你想领受什么是神的爱的话， 那个时候， 那种神的爱给他儿女的爱， 你就无可言喻了。
But you see, it's just like Moses said.
但是摩西又这样盯着我们，
I put before you life eternal,
我已经把生死成名给你看了，
and death eternal,
生命。
Now he could have said, and I can make you take whichever one I want. No.
摩西没有说我命令你一定要这样做。
God said, but choose.
选择，
which one?
选择你要哪一边。
Wherever you find yourself, it's because you've made a choice.
每一次你的一个结果都是因为你的一个决定。
Just let's bow our heads.
我们一起祷告。
Father dear, in my weakness, in my humanity,
天父，以我的人性，以我的软弱，
at least one or two persons,
我求你至少感动当中一两个人，好好的抓住你的话，
of God,
抓住你，抓住你的话，
all of your glory and splendor,
愿你自己的荣耀，
the one who said, let there be light, and there was light.
是那一位说有就有的创造者，我们的神。
Oh, Father, I pray this morning.
今天早上我向你祈求。
You know my heart's desire.
你知道我的心的意愿是什么？
We want all of our people.
我们多么希望我们所有的在你面前的你所爱的儿女，
to choose life.
能够选择生命。
Amen.
Amen. 奉耶稣的名。